This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That in itself is a proof that the ulama used to show you the importance of praying salat and jama'ah. That you would combine in a time frame that you normally would not pray the salat, yani salatul isha, you would normally not pray it in the time that we prayed it. But in order to protect the jama'ah, meaning praying salat and jama'ah, we combined it. And this is one of the proofs that the ulama used to show the importance of praying in jama'ah. And since we have an early night, inshallah ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of the brothers that pray here right now to be here for Fajr, inshallah. Because it doesn't look like this as Salatul Fajr. Which means that, either the brothers are praying at another masjid, or they're praying at their homes. Wallahu musta'an. So inshallah ta'ala, we go to bed early tonight, as this is from the causes, inshallah ta'ala, along with seeking assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we make the salat and jama'ah, even for Salatul Fajr. The issue of giving the kuffar salams, you can break it down into two categories. The first thing is, and the reason that I'm dealing with this is what we talked about previously, and what the Imam mentioned on Saturday, and that is that as we're looking to move towards creating or establishing a new community, that the community starts, the bricks of that community are each and every individual. And it's not necessarily just because we move to a new physical place or a new physical masjid that is going to mean that there are going to be great new things. Each one of us has to evaluate himself, reevaluate himself, take account of himself. As it relates to giving the salams to the kuffar, then again it can be broken down into two different categories. Can you say assalamu alaikum to a kafir, just to start out? That's number one. Who knows the answer? Nah. No, why? So can you say, if a kafir says to you, assalamu alaikum, can you say wa alaikum assalam? No. Alright, at least your answer is consistent. In the back. You can return salams to a kafir, but you can't start. You can't give him salams to begin with. Nah. Nah. Or they can give a ta'leel. Nah. No, that bad. Nah. Ahsan. Nah. So that's the proof. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not initiate or do not start by giving the Jews and the Christians salams. Do not initiate the salams with them. Tayyib. Some of the ulama, like we mentioned on Tuesday, like Ibrahim al-Nakha'i, he said that if you have a need from a Christian or a Jew, then give him salams. Say salamu alaykum, then ask him for what you need. And there are other ulama, like Ishaq ibn Rahaway, who has the same opinion. Or if you want to give them da'wah, this is what he said. If you want to give them da'wah, then you can give them salams to begin with. But, yani at the end of the day, as they say, better safe than sorry, the safest thing is to stick to the text of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, do not initiate the salams with them. Tayyib. The issue of returning the salams to the kuffar. I'm going to read the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then inshallah we'll take it from there. I'm going to read what Ibn Qayyim says about this issue, and also what Shaykh Al-Bani rahimahullah ta'ala says about this issue. It comes in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. The authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, قَالَتْ دَخَلَ رَحْتٌ مِّنَ الْيَهُودِ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. There were a group of the Jews who entered upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالُوا أَسَّامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Now, the problem is, many of the Muslims that don't pronounce the salams properly, they it can sound somewhat like this. أَسَّامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Now, so be careful that you say أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Now, they said أَسَّامُ عَلَيْكَ. They said, may death be upon you. May death be upon you. فَفَهَمْتُهَا. That is, Aisha radiallahu anha, she's saying, so I understood what they said, because they were trying to be tricky. Now, to make it sound like Assalamu alaikum, so they said Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum is may death be upon you. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, fahamtuha. So I understood what they were saying. فَقُلْتُ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّامُ وَاللَّعْنَةِ So she said to them, and may death and the curse be upon you. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَهْلًا يَا عَائِشَةً He said, take it easy, يا عائشة. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ فِي الْأَمْرِ كُلِّهِ Because indeed Allah, He loves gentleness in every affair. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَوَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ مَا قَالُوا So I said, O Messenger of Allah, didn't you hear what they said? Didn't you hear what they said? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قَدْ قُلْتُ وَعَلَيْكُمْ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Indeed, I said, وَعَلَيْكُمْ And upon you. Okay? This is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim in another narration by Al-Bukhari. فَقَالَتْ عَائِشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا عَلَيْكُمْ No, this is not correct. وَعَلَيْكُمْ عليكم ولعنكم الله وغضب عليكم نعم in another narration Aisha radiallahu anha said عليكم يعني and upon you and the curse of Allah and his anger upon you قال مهلا يا عائشة so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said take it easy يا عائشة عليك بالرفق upon you or you should have gentleness وإياك وال عليك بالرفق وإياك والعنف والفحش And beware of being harsh and indecent. Beware of being harsh and indecent. قالت أولم تسمع ما قالوا The Prophet So she said to him, Didn't you hear what they said to you? قال أولم تسمعي Did you not hear ما رددت عليهم Did you not hear what I responded to them? فيستجاب لي فيهم ولا يستجاب لهم فيا So my dua against them will be answered by Allah and their dua will not be answered by Allah. There are other narrations يعني, as it relates to giving them salams. Like for example, إِذَا سَلَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ فَكُلْنَا إِذَا سَلَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَهُودِ فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ أَحَدُهُمْ السَّامُ عَلَيْكُمْ If the Jews give you salams, then verily one of them only says to you, السَّامُ عَلَيْكُمْ Even though he's trying to be tricky with the way that he says it. فَقُلْ وَعَلَيْكَ So say to him, وَعَلَيْكَ وَعَلَيْكَ يعني and upon you. That's a hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, رضي الله تعالى عنهما, as it comes in Bukhari and Muslim. Now let's listen to what Ibn Qayyim says, and it's very important. We read the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, we read the hadith in Muslim, and then we understand it the way we understand it, or we understand it the way that the Salaf understood it. We try to understand it the way that the Salaf understood it, and the way that those early scholars understood the religion. If we find something like that. This chapter in this book is called Ahkamu Ahl Dhimma. This is dealing with the rulings of the people of Dhimma. The people of Dhimma are the Jews and the Christians who live under the authority of the Muslims. They're the Jews and the Christians that live under the authority of the Muslims. This is a book by Ibn Qayyim. It's three volumes. All dealing with those type of rulings. So sometimes, even though our situation is the opposite, we're Muslims living under the authority of the Jews and the Christians, wallahu musta'an, we find that there are still certain points of agreement, meaning talking about when you meet one another and how you interact in the life. So this chapter here is called, How Do We Return the Salams to Them? If we are sure that they have said, As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Ibn Qayyim, he talks about how we say, wa alaykum. That's in the beginning. Then he comes and says, هَذَا كُلُّهُ إِذَا تَحَقَّقْ أَنَّهُ قَالَ السَّامُ عَلَيْكُمْ All of what I have mentioned before, previously, this is Ibn Qayyim, because he's talking about what came before, is if they say السَّامُ عَلَيْكُمْ, then you say وَعَلَيْكُمْ. طيب? أَوْ شَكَّ فِي مَا قَالَ Or you have doubt about what he said to you. Okay? فَلَوْ تَحَقَّقَ السَّامِعْ أَنَّ الدَّمِّيَّ قَالَ لَهُ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا شَكَّ فِيهِ فَهَلْ لَهُ أَنْ يَكُوَ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ أو يقتصر على قوله وعليك. He says, so if it has become clear to the one listening that this dhimmi, and who is a dhimmi? Nah. Christians and the Jews living under the authority of the Muslims. So if it has become clear that the dhimmi has said salamun alaykum, and there's no doubt about that, meaning that there's no doubt about what he says, is it for him to say, meaning the one who has heard it, is it for him to say wa alaykum as-salam, or does he suffice himself with saying wa alayk? Ibn Qayyim says, فَالَّذِي تَقْتَضِيهِ الْأَدِلَّةُ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ وَقَوَاعِدُ الشَّرِيعَةِ أَنْ يُقَالَ لَهُ وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ فَإِنَّ هَذَا مِنْ بَابِ الْعَدْلِ وَاللَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ Ibn Qayyim says, that which the legislative evidences require from us and the general principles of the Sharia is that we say to him, وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ, or we say, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامِ, because this is from justice. This is from justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with justice and He commands us with being righteous. وَقَدْ قَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran, if you are given a greeting, then return the greeting with that which is better than it or with that which is like it. فَنَدَبَ إِلَى الْفَضْلِ. So he encouraged us or recommended that we do that which is better. Meaning that we add to the salams. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Wa awjaba al-adl. And he made obligatory upon us to be just, to be equal. Okay? Wa la yunafi hadha shay'an min ahadith al-bab bi wajhin ma. And this, what we have mentioned, does not negate, nor does it contradict anything from the ahadith that we have mentioned in this chapter or with this topic. From any angle. فَإِنَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّمَا أَمَرَ بِالْإِقْتِصَارِ عَلَىٰ قَوْلِ الرَّادِّ وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِنَاءً عَلَى السَّبَبِ الْمَذْكُورِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْتَمِدُونَهُ فِي تَحِيَّتِهِمْ. Because that is because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم only commanded us to say or to suffice ourselves with saying وَعَلَيْكُمْ due to the cause that has been mentioned in these ahadith, or that has been mentioned in the way that they were giving the tahiyyah, in the way that they were giving the greeting. And that is that they were saying, Assalamu alaikum. Meaning may death be upon you. Wa ashara ilayhi fi hadithi Aisha radiallahu anha, faqalat. Tayyib. Nah. So, Ibn Qayyim, he goes on to say, after bringing some things here, he says, وَالْإِعْتِبَارِ, and that which is to be considered. وَإِنْ كَانَ لِعُمُومِ اللَّفْظِ, even though the hadith itself, or the generality of the expression that has been mentioned in the hadith, even though it's general, فَإِنَّمَا يُعْتَبَرُ عُمُومُهُ فِي نَذِيرِ الْمَذْكُورِ. We only consider this generality when there is a, when that which is mentioned, where there is a resemblance to that which is, has been mentioned. What does that mean? What's mentioned in the hadith? Na'am. Na'am. Na'am, exactly. That's what's mentioned in the hadith. So that is the cause of the Prophet ﷺ saying, wa alaykum. So na'am, if there's anything that they say, assalamu alaykum, or anything that's close to that, that's not salamun alaykum, na'am, or anything that we doubt what they're saying, then we say, wa alaykum. And that's it. Okay? Based on the reason. So the only time we go with the generality of here, when we consider the generality, is when there's a resemblance to that which has been mentioned. لَا فِيمَا يُخَالِفُهُ, not to that which goes against or contradicts that which is mentioned in the hadith. So if they actually say assalamu alaykum, then we say wa alaykum assalam. طيب. And then Ibn Qayyim goes on to say, قَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا جَاءُكَ حَيَّوكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهِ وَيَقُولُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ لَوْ لَا يُعَذِّبُنَ اللَّهُ بِمَا نَقُولُ حَسْبُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. So if they come to you, they give you a greeting with that which Allah does not greet you with. This is referring to the statement of the Jews when they say, Assalamu alaykum. Okay? So if they come to you, they come to you and they give you a greeting that Allah does not greet you with. And then they say to themselves, why is it that Allah does not punish us for what we say? Meaning, if this was really a prophet, why is Allah not punishing us for what we're saying? حَسْبُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered them and say that sufficient for them is the hellfire وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ, and what an evil destination. فَإِذَا زَالَ هَذَا السَّبَبُ. This is the last sentence, inshallah ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim says, so if this cause has been removed, And we know that the Kitabi, who is the Kitabi? Who are Ahlul Kitab? Naam. Naam? Naam. In English, Habibi. Naam. Jews and the Christians. So if the cause has been removed, and a Jew or a Christian says, Salamun, shoot, listen to this. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullah. فالعدل في التحية, then justice in giving the greeting requires that we give him, that we return the salams the way that he gave it to us. وَبِاللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. And then he says, and with Allah is success. And I'll just read very quickly what Shaykh Albani rahimahullah ta'ala says about this thing. He says, وَرَدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَعَلَيْكُمْ. He says, and to return the salams to them by saying وَعَلَيْكُمْ is يعني محمول عندي على ما إذا لم يكن سلامهم سريحا. He said that is, I consider that, or يعني according to me, if they do not give the salams explicitly or in a clear way. وإلا وجب مقابلتهم بالمثل. Otherwise, it is obligatory that we respond to them likewise, the way that they gave us the salams. نقول وعليكم السلام. So we say وعليكم السلام. And that is due to the generality of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّهَا. If you are given a greeting, then return the greeting with that which is better than it, or return it, yani the way it is. And likewise, due to what we understand from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a Jew gives you the salams, then indeed he only says to one of you, أَسَّامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. He only says to one of you, أَسَّامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. So say وَعَلَيْك. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari, a Muslim, and other than those two. Meaning we understand from this that if they don't say As-Salamu Alaikum and they actually give you the salams, then you can return them properly. So then the Shaykh Al-Bani rahimahullah, he says, and perhaps this is the angle that many of the early scholars, as has been mentioned by Hafidh ibn Hajr and Fath al-Bari, on a group amongst the Salaf, that they saw the permissibility of returning the salams by saying wa alaykum as-salam, just like one would return the salams to a Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And I didn't get a chance to go back to Fath al-Bari, but this was sufficient inshallah ta'ala. Hada wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Naam. Naam. Like what? Would many of the Muslims give the salams incorrectly? Like what? Yani they, assalamu alaikum. Huh? Yani they're trying, akhi. They're not trying to say anything other than assalamu alaikum. Allah knows best. Nah. Nah. It's even more so permissible here. If they were under our leadership, if the Jews and the Christians were under the leadership of the Muslims, it would be permissible for the Muslim to return the salam to them. It's even more so the case when we're living under their authority. More so the case. Nah, if as long as they, because some of the kuffar, they try to be smart and they say salami and bacon or something like that. Nah, at that point, we're not gonna say wa alaykum salam, because we know that they're being smart out.
But he might
not say it right when he says salam. Nah, yani Allahu alam. But it seems like that you will return the salam because the intention is to give you salam. Allah knows best.
Inshallah, maybe that's one of the questions that we could have as soon as you turn into the ulama. We do so, inshallah. Now, one minute, Abdul, before anybody leaves, inshallah ta'ala.
This to me is a very important aspect of the da'wah. I remember because for a long time I believed that it was not permissible to return to salam. So you run into a kafir and they say salam alaikum. You're like, wa alaikum. And them jokers will be looking at you like, you know, what you think? You better than somebody? And it's very difficult to give somebody da'wah if they don't have a good opinion about you. Very difficult to give them da'wah. Or rather, if they don't have opinion at all about you, that may even be okay. But if they have a negative opinion about you, it's very difficult to give them da'wah. So we need to consider all of those facts, inshallah ta'ala, as we try to call these people to Islam and do our duty living amongst the kuffar. And we should not act like, you know, we should not be complacent just living here. Acting like it's just okay for us to live amongst the kuffar. This thing is destroying our deen. And if we are not actively involved in practicing Islam so that they can see from us the beauty of Islam and calling them to Islam to the best of our ability, because every Muslim, inshallah ta'ala, knows what La ilaha illallah means. Well, not every Muslim, but inshallah all of the Muslims from this masjid know what La ilaha illallah means. And if you know what La ilaha illallah means, then you know why you were created. And that's enough, inshallah ta'ala, yani, in order to start to call somebody to Islam, for them to see the beauty of Islam, for them to see Islam in practice, for them not to hear foul language come from you, from them not to see you throw trash out on the street, from them to see you have some consideration with your neighborhood, with your block, with your neighbors, with your family, with your mother and your father. All of these type of things they should see from the Muslims. So, yani, this is a part of that. Because some of them, out of respect for the Muslims most of the times, they say salam alaikum. They want to be friendly, they want to try to, you know, you're not going to find too many people that don't respect the Muslims just come up and just, you know, try to give you salams. Most of it is due to respect. So inshallah ta'ala, we try to gain these people's hearts and call them to Islam. Nah. But finish up what you were trying to say. Nah. Brother, you're ready. Of Sheikh Uthaymeen used it, then it's a proof, inshallah. So I really don't know. I haven't read what Sheikh Uthaymeen said about this. There's another brother had his hand up, Muslim. Nah. I'm saying, well, that's another issue, because if you expect that this person, or you suspect that he may be a Muslim, then that comes under the different vibe, and that is dealing with commanding the good and forbidding the evil. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked by one of his students, named Ishaq al-Kawsif, Ishaq al-Mansur, al-Kawsif. He asked Imam Ahmad, he said, if I go across the people that are playing shatranj, which is backgammon. Now, it's a game that's forbidden in Islam, in any event. He said, do I give them salams? Imam Ahmed said, la, wala karama. Don't give them salams, and how would you translate la karama? And there's no honor for them. And don't even feel bad about it. Don't give them salams, and don't even feel bad about it. So then he asked his Hakim al-Rahawai the same question. And he said, yeah, don't give him salams unless you want to give him da'wah. If you want to give him da'wah, then give him salams. Same answer he gave about the Jews and the Christians. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I mean, if a guy is drinking beer and that type of stuff, I really don't know the answer. I would just, the same way, amen. And that's the answer of Ishaq ibn Rahawai. In other words, give him the salams and then enjoy the good and forbid the evil. Nah, jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. Muslim. Nah, Adam. Nah. And then inshallah, the imam will give a khutbah next week inshallah on the rulings of salams, because there are a lot of rulings related to salams. The salams to the kuffar, the salams to an innovator, salams to one who is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to return the salams, the reward for returning the salams. And there's a lot of rulings related to salams. As a matter of fact, there's a book called Ahkam al-Salam or something like that. Real thick, about 240 pages. Allahu Akbar. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib Abdul Wadu Khalas. I'll talk to you on the side, inshallah, so you don't hold your brothers up. Subhanakallah, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.